不止这么一点是一句启示的话。
For there is more and more is a very revealing verse.
我们得着基督的启示。
Now we have received the revelation of Christ.
我们开始有一点知觉，不止这么一点。
And now we begin to be aware that there is more.
这首诗歌的题目叫多又多。
And the name of this song is More and More.
多又多是一个有经历的人所说的话。
And it is something that someone who has experience would say.
当我们得着一点基督的启示。
Now when we have received a revelation of Christ.
我们心里向主有渴慕。
Then now we have this longing for Christ.
当我们发现我们的生活在调整中。
Now once we recognize that our life is changing.
我们愿意更多得着耶稣。
Then now we are willing to receive even more.
我们知道不止这么一点。
Because we know that there is more.
但是时日过来
But now after time goes,
有多少的圣徒可以说在基督里是多又多
How many saints could actually say that in Christ there is more and more?
我们说有许多
We could say that there's a lot
我们盼望我们每一位在主里面的信徒都是能够说多又多
So I hope that everyone in Christ could say there is more and more
因为我们的神是信实的神
Because our Lord is true
他有那么大的丰富要来赐给我们。
And he has this great fullness that is prepared for us.
他愿意我们来相信接受。
And he is willing for us to believe and receive.
信的人什么都有。
For the one that believe will receive.
不信的人连他本来所有的都要被挪去。
But for the one that do not believe, they will lose of his own.
我们不是在活在地上是做小孩的人。
For when we live on this land, we are not meant to be a child.
我们从前还不认识主的时候，我们的确就好像地上的小孩子一样。
Now before we knew of Christ, we were like child in this land.
开始的时候我们很无知。
And in the beginning, we were ignorant.
我们以为什么事情都是那么样容易就可以得着。
And then we thought that everything was easy and easy to obtain.
但是我们慢慢慢慢长大的时候。
But now slowly as we grow up.
除了我们的父母，除了我们的亲友还是有一点点关心我们之外
Other than your relatives and your parents that still do care about you
原来这个世界是没有免费的午餐的
You find out that there is no free lunch in this world
世界的事你不争取就没有
For the matters of this world if you don't fight for it you will never obtain it
你如果说做一个好人
And if you want to be the Mr. Nice Guy
你说要谦虚
And you want to be humble.
你不为自己做一做广告。
And if you don't want to advertise for yourself.
不好好念书。
And if you don't want to study hard.
不愿意为自己就是安排有一些事情。
And if you do not want to arrange your future for yourself.
你以为好像从前在家里的一样，伸开手就有一碗饭递过来。
If you thought that you were just like at home, when you open up your hand, someone will give something to you.
那世界又很残酷地告诉你，没有这回事。
Then the cruelty of the world is awaiting for you.
你不争取，你不要，世界不给你。
And if you don't fight for it, then you will not obtain anything from the world.
有些人慢慢慢慢，好像说是表面上成熟了。
Then people, maybe on the surface, they became more mature.
他受了许多的伤痕。
And maybe now they are experienced.
他硬起心来说，我也要为自己有所争取。
Then now maybe he will harden his heart and say, I will fight for what I want.
他开始在走世界的路。
And then now he will start to walk on the path of the world.
神的话讲得很绝。
For God's word is absolute.
你若赚了全世界却失去自己的生命。
He said, if you have now gained the whole world but you have lost yourself.
你拿什么再来换取你的生命？
Then now what are you going to use to exchange for your own soul?
我们信耶稣的人刚好是相反的道路。
But now for the believer of Christ, we walk a different path.
神已经准备好了一切。
For God has already prepared of everything.
什么时候相信，什么时候就有。
So now whenever you choose to believe, that's whenever you would receive.
什么时候顺服，什么时候就真得着。
Now whenever you are disciplined, then you will truly receive.
世界上啊这个连父母有时候都不能够给我们免费的午餐。
Now in this world, maybe even the parents cannot provide a free lunch.
18岁之前是我们的责任。
Now before you turn 18, it is your parents' responsibilities.
很多很多孩子没有到18岁的时候，父母已经在打算。
But now, before the child turned 18, a lot of parents may already started their calculations.
然后预先就打个广告。
Maybe they would start telling their own child.
你们要注意哦。
That pay attention.
18岁大中学毕业，你们就 on your own.
Now, when you turn 18 and finish high school, then you are on your own.
哎呀，在美国这个国家里头，很多人真的做得出来这件事。
Now in these countries, indeed a lot of parents do that.
我们中国人好一点。
But now, for our culture, we do it differently.
我们说大学毕业我们才来算账。
We might say, you are on your own after you graduate college.
那中国人也有人上人啊。
But then there is even some parents that do even more.
不过也要做个广告。
But then still, they would, make the child aware.
啊，我保管你研究所毕业了。
Then maybe,
我才不让你，就你才 on your own.
Then maybe the parent would say, after you finish graduate school, then you're on your own.
那你发觉这个已经是非常了不起的父母了。
Then maybe this parent is already one of the best.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
有没有人比这个还高一点的？
Now, is there parents that are better than that?
不管你将来什么事都不做，我都养你一辈子。
It doesn't matter if you want to do anything for your whole life, I will take care of you.
有没有这样子的父母？
Is there any parent that is like that?
因为在这样子的情形里头，在世界上如果是这样的，就不能生存。
Now I tell you this, if someone wants to act like this, then this person would never survive in this world.
啊，你在世界里头，你不能永远做小孩子。
In this world, you cannot be a child forever.
懂得世界的人就要叫我们独立。
The people that are of this world, they need to be independent.
好像做父母的只有一个心态，叫儿女能够独立。
Just like the whole purpose of the parenthood is to train the child to be independent.
我们的神刚刚相反。
But then our God is the exact opposite.
他知道我们的本性就是很独立的。
Because God knows that our natural instinct is we want to be independent.
所以他开始给我们一点点。
So that in the beginning, he would give us only a little.
叫我们尝到一点恩典的滋味。
So once we taste the greatness of his grace.
然后呢，他愿意我们来信靠他。
Then later on, he wants us to depend on him.
你再信靠他呢，他就多给你一点。
Saying when you depend on him more, then you will receive a little more.
今天无论你得救多年，信主多少的时日。
And today, it doesn't matter how long you have believed in Christ.
原来神不改变。
Because God is never changing.
啊，你80岁、100岁一样的。
No matter if you're 80 years old or 100 year old.
什么时候你独立，你就得不着神的好处。
Whenever you want to be independent, then you cannot receive His greatness.
什么时候你信靠耶稣
？But now, whenever you choose to be dependent,
你就发现比从前多了。
Then you recognize that now you actually have more.
不止这么一点。
But there is still more.
多又多。
There is more and more.
这个是我们信徒的道路。
For this is the path of the believer.
请我们读约翰福音第17章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
我们读第三节
verse 3
读第四节
3 and 4
我们一起来念
Let's read
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生我在地上已经荣耀你
having accomplished the work which you have given me to do
我已成全了我们的耶稣基督为我们成全了一件大事。
For Jesus Christ has completed one important work.
什么叫大事？
And what is this important work?
主自己成全的事情叫大事。
For something that God has accomplished himself, that is the great work.
那我们知道地上有三件事情。
Now we know that on this land there's three things.
头一件事情叫做小事。
The first thing is the small things.
什么是小事?
And what are these small things?
属于我们的事叫小事。
For the things that only matter to yourself is the small things.
我们信主耶稣之后，我们为主做的事叫小事。
When after we believe in Christ, the things that we do on our own hand, those are the small things.
只有主为我们做的事叫大事。
But now, on the other hand, the work that God has done for us, those are great things.
从前我是一个独立的人，我向神独立，向众人都独立。
Before I believed in Christ, I was independent. I was independent to God and I was independent to the other people.
一个独立的人啊，只能做小事。
But now, for someone who is independent, he can only do small things.
那当然你像 Bill Gates 那么样的厉害那你就做比较大的事
But on the other hand, if you were Bill Gates, then you are doing a little bigger than small things.
但是在神的眼光中还是小事
But now in God's eyes, those are still small things.
因为无论你有多大的本领你有一块钱你可以带着到坟墓去的
Because it doesn't matter how great you are, you cannot bring even $1 into the grave.
在世界上能抓的都是小事
Because in this world, whatever you could get your hold on, those are small things.
只有存到永远的神儿子为我们做的叫大事。
Now only the eternal, the work that God has done, those are great things.
所以有一天我们信了耶稣。
So one day when we believe in Christ,
发现主为我们做了一件大事。
Then we recognize that God has accomplished a great work.
我从前是个罪人，我非常恶。
For before I was the foulest of the sinners.
有一天我发现主为我死在十字架上。
But one day I recognized that Christ died on the cross for us.
忽然间我的脑子转回来了。
And now all of a sudden I recognize.
原来我不需要独自的在挣扎。
I recognize that I do not need to be on my own anymore.
原来我是有一位神愿意做我的父亲。
And indeed there's a father who is willing to be my father.
主耶稣愿意负我的责任。
And Jesus Christ is willing to take on my responsibility.
我现在因着信他可以回到神的家中。
And now once I believe him, then I could come into his household.
主为我做了一件大事。
For the Lord has done me a great work.
这个大事不只是他赦免了我们。
And this is more than only we are being forgiven.
这个大事是他在因为我们信他，他给了我们永远生命。
But this great piece of work is when we believe, now we are given the eternal life.
我们一下子发现基督住在我的里面。
And now all of a sudden we realize that Christ abides in us.
叫我们成为一般有荣耀盼望的人。
So that we could become the glorious people.
但是呢，慢慢发现呢，我们信了耶稣还是很独立的人。
But then now, as time goes on, even after we believe in Christ, we recognize that we are still on our own.
有时候一起在服侍主的时候，
at times when we serve the Lord together,
我们谈来谈去发现还是个人自己的想法。
And when we talk in fellowship, we talked about our own thoughts.
所以我们现在要开始注意一件事。
So now, let's pay attention to one thing.
什么事？
And what is this thing?
在圣经里头第三件事情叫做更大的事。
Because in the Bible, there's a third thing, and this third thing is the greater thing.
更大的事是我们一起与神同做的事。
And these greater things are the things that we do together with the Lord.
小事是我做的事。
For the small things are the things that myself do.
大事是主做的事。
And the great things are the things that God does.
更大的事是我们跟神一起做的事。
But the greatest thing is the work that us and God work together.
我们今年有夏令会。
So this year we have the summer conference.
夏令会的题目叫做更大的事。
And the conference title is to do the greater things.
这样子的题目是给有教会意向的人讲的。
And this topic is for the people that has a vision.
我们要一同来带着渴慕的心去参加这样子的特会。
So now let's bring a longing heart to come to this conference together.
只有明白这样子的信息，我们才可以从我变成我们。
Because in order to become I to us, we have to understand this topic.
当我们一起在侍奉的时候，
Now when we serve together,
就不会是个人说个人的意见。
And no longer we are speaking on our own.
我们一起要来寻求主怎样带领我们往前。
And now we want to search for the direction that God wants us to walk together on.
个人有主好事。
It is good for everyone of our own to have God.
但是我们要一起进到基督里是更大的事。
But now together, when we want to become one in Christ, that's the greater thing.
所以我们从上次我们就开始讲，今天是第六次讲到这个题目。
So today, this is the sixth topic within this greater topic.
我们从约翰福音来看一下什么是更大的事。
Now in the Gospel of John, let's understand more on this greater thing.
但是我们还不再讲更大的事。
But now before we get into the greater thing,
我们先讲一下什么是我们一同领受的衣食住行。
Let's first talk about how we could receive our clothing, feeding, sheltering, and walking.
所以我们从上次我们从亚当的生命来开始讲这件事。
So last time, Jacob,
Adam.
Last time we learned from the lessons from Adam.
我们知道亚当在吃的上面出了问题。
And we know that how Adam ate the wrong thing.
所以呢，他就不能住在伊甸园。
So now he no longer can live in the Garden of Eden.
但是神打发他出去伊甸园之前呢，神给他穿上皮子做的衣服。
But now we see that before God sent Adam out of the garden, he prepared for him this clothes.
叫他 出去世界行，要成就神的旨意。
So that when he walked on this world, he could still accomplish the God's will.
圣经从很荣耀神的创作开始来讲。
So in the Bible, it starts by talking about the glorious deeds of the God.
但是因为人不认识神。
But now it's because when people did not know God,
连亚当那么完美的人都不认识神。
And even Adam, who did not know God.
所以他在神的旨意上失败了。
So that he failed in God's will.
神就在什么地方失败?
And then wherever Adam failed,
衣食住行都失败。
And wherever he failed, his clothing, feeding, sheltering, and walking all failed.
今天我们要从雅各来说，神怎么样挽回我们。
So today we're going to learn from the lessons of Jacob.
他的衣食住行神怎么样来制作他?
And how is the clothing, feeding, sheltering, and walking of Jacob? How God worked in him?
目的叫雅各知道他不是一个独自的人。
So that at the end, Jacob will understand that he is not on his own.
从雅各要产生十二个支派。
So how, from Jacob, he would have the 12 tribes.
从雅各这个人要产生一个大家庭。
And how from the household of Jacob, it could become the great household.
不再是雅各一个人领受一个福分。
And no longer is Jacob on his own.
这个福分要接着雅各被制作的过程传流下去。
But then the grace is going to go through Jacob into his whole household.
我们的神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
For our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们的神是不是一个人的神，是众人的神。
And our God is not the God of one, but the God of all.
我们往下读一下圣经，加拉太书。
So let's read Galatians.
三章
3,
我们读26节跟29节
26 and 29
一起来念。
Let's read.
所以你们一心基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是基督在基督了。29节，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。我们再读哥罗西书三章十节。
Colossians chapter 3:10。
一起来念，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。约翰福音第十七章说到什么是永远生命。
And in John chapter 17, it talked about the eternal life.
这是在约翰福音里头讲到永远生命的一个总结的话。
For this is a summary of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音讲永远生命总共讲了十七次。
In the Gospel of John, he talked about the eternal life 17 times.
到第17章，耶稣基督有一个这样子的总结的祷告。
So now on chapter 17, Jesus has this summary in his prayer.
他说，认识独一的真神和你所差来的耶稣基督就是永远生命。
He says, this is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
这个是我们所有信耶稣的人的开始点。
And this is the starting point of all the believer of Christ.
我们认识神是一位。
So we know God as one.
耶稣基督从这位神差下来成就神的旨意。
And Jesus Christ is someone that God has sent to accomplish his work.
他赎了我的罪。
For Jesus Christ has paid the debt of my sin.
并且要一生制作我们。
And furthermore, he wants to work in our life.
至终要带我们进荣耀。
So at the end, we may be glorified.
神儿子一切都做成了。
For God's Son has accomplished all the work.
约翰福音说到这个神的儿子，说他是道成肉身。
And then in John, it's talked about how the Word became flesh.
神一切丰满的计划都在他的儿子里头成全了。
For all the fullness of God's plan has now accomplished into Christ.
我们有基督就有一切。
So now when we have Christ, then we have everything.
拒绝基督就得不着神的好处。
Now if we refuse Christ, then we will not receive of anything.
约翰福音还说神的震怒藏在他的头上。
And also in the Gospel of John it says God's wrath is high behind the head.
得着永远生命是一件大事。
It is an important deed to receive the eternal life.
那我们得着永远生命是干什么的呢？
Now then, what are we going to do with this eternal life?
啊，我可以平安，我可以喜乐。
Oh yes, you may be peaceful and you may be joyful.
我可以享受主的同在。
And you can enjoy the presence of the Lord.
这些都是是的。
And yes, those are all true.
但是不止这么一点。
But there is more.
亚伯拉罕信神。
And Abraham believed in God.
他远远地看见神为他所准备的。
And from afar, he has seen what the Lord has prepared for him.
我们也来读一下亚伯拉罕的子孙所承受的应许到底是什么。
Let's read about the inheritance of Abraham's descendants.
我们读创世纪十三章十四到十五节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15.
一起来念。
Let's read.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“
Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever.”
神用地上的一片土来预表他在基督里头应许给亚伯拉罕的。
And God used the land on this world to teach Abraham what he has prepared for him.
这一块地图有多大？
And how big is this piece of land?
神叫亚伯拉罕站在高处。
So God asked Abraham to stand on the high ground.
东西南北。
Eastward, northward, southward, and westward.
有多大？
How big it is?
有多大的地图？
And how big is the land?
无限的大。
It is an infinite amount of land.
因为360度。
Because in both 360 degrees,
都在主的里头要赐给我们。
It is something that God wants to give us.
这个地上的土，你的近视的人就吃亏很多。
Now, if you have eye problem, then you may not see as much.
近视的人看不远。
And now if you are far sight, then you can see afar.
那如果是这样的话，那咱们赶快去做 LASIK surgery.
And now if you're nearsighted, I ask you to maybe get a surgery.
那不再讲这些外面的事。
But then now we're not talking about the external thing.
圣经说的是一个属天的看见。
Because in the Bible, this is the vision of the heavenly.
亚伯拉罕信神，他就不是看着地上的一块土。
Because now Abraham, after he believed in God, he no longer only sees the land of this world.
他信神，他就看见神要赐给他一个属天的土。
And he believed in God, so now he believed that God has prepared for him the heavenly land.
一个要属天的基督徒首先需要有启示。
Because for a heavenly Christian, you first need to have a revelation.
以为在是信了耶稣得了今生一点好处福分的，这个都是属地的。
Because if you think that you believe in Christ and you receive the earthly things, then those are only earthly.
亚伯拉罕的看见是属天的看见。
But Abraham has this heavenly vision.
今天在基督里成就了。
Because today in Christ it is accomplished.
叫我们知道基督在基督里的是一个属天的地位。
So now that we know in Christ there's this heavenly position.
我们得着的永远生命里头第一个的成分就是属天。
Because as we receive the eternal life, the first thing we receive is this heavenly.
所以今天我不是一个属地的人。
So today no longer I belong to the land.
但是我不是一个笨人。
But on the other hand, I am not stupid as well.
属地的事情我懂得。
For the earthly things, I understand.
若是可以，我也愿意一块得。
And if it is okay, I might receive them as well.
但是你要我将属地的换成属天的。
But now, more importantly, if you ask me to trade what's of this land for what's heavenly,
我愿意。
I will.
属天的换成属地的，我不愿意。
On the other hand, if you ask me to trade in my heavenly for earthly, I will not.
如果我只能够两者选一，我一定要属天的。
Now, if I could only choose one, that I would for sure choose the heavenly.
神就是在这样子的一条中间线来分别我们。
So that's how God separated us into two sides.
我们信耶稣之后，
After we believe in Christ,
常常还是有属地的倾向。
Many times we still have these earthly things.
没关系，正常。
It's okay, it is only normal.
正常亚当的生命。
Because this is just like the life of Adam.
但是有一天你得了一点亮光启示。
But now, if now one day you receive this light just a little bit.
你说，等一下。
And you say, hold on.
是不正常。
Because this is abnormal.
因为我今天在基督里。
Because today I'm in Christ.
所以我就要的是属天的。
So now no longer, and I will only want the heavenly.
你愿意过这个分别界限。
Now if you're willing to walk onto the other side,
你就又多得了一点。
Then now today you receive just a little more.
你要维持原状的。
But now if you want to stay on your own side,
你只能说跟着人唱不止这么一点。
Then you could only sing and hope for there is more.
但是到底有多少呢？我不知道。
But you will never understand how much more.
因为你不愿意舍弃属地的，你就得不着属天的。
Because if you're never willing to lay down what's on this earth, then you could never receive the heavenly.
亚伯拉罕不是看见他离开本地本族父家。
For Abraham not only have seen this vision, but he is willing to uproot and leave everything that's his.
他要去得着神所赐给他的。
Because now he only wants what the Father has prepared for him.
亚伯拉罕成为第一个过分别界限的人。
So Abraham was the first to walk over to the other side.
亚伯拉罕离开他乌尔的地方。
And Abraham left his homeland.
乌尔是他本来住的地方。
A place where he grew up in.
他过了一条伯拉大河。
And then he walked over the river.
Walk over.很厉害啊，他就 anyway 他就是过了伯拉大河、
so that he crossed over,
他成为第一个希伯来人。
And he became the first Hebrew、
就是他不再属地，现在属天了。
Because Abraham no longer belonged to this world.
所以圣经说我们信耶稣的人是真希伯来人。
So in the Bible, if you truly believe in Christ, then you became a true Hebrew.
为什么？因为我不再属地，我也愿意属天。
Why? Because you no longer belong to this world now, and now you're heavenly.
大家愿不愿意属天？
Now, are you willing to be heavenly as well?
愿意是一回事。
For to be willing is one thing.
但是事情一发生了，你发觉你总是在争什么？争属地的东西。
Now, when something happens, then you will slowly recognize that you are still fighting for the earthly things.
那我们今天就要有一个窍。
So today, let me tell you a secret.
每一次在争属地的，我都不跟你争。
For everything that belongs to this world, I will not dare to fight for.
属天的我要争到底。
But now, for something that is heavenly, I will fight till the very end.
那你就在主面前成为有用的人。
Then now you have just become a useful vessel in the Lord's house.
所以要强暴的人才进天国，是不是？
So now it is someone who is forceful, those will get into heaven.
不要在属地的上强暴。
But I'm not asking you to be forceful on the earthly things.
世界上你不信耶稣本来就这个样。
Because if you do not believe in Christ, then that is exactly what you are.
今天信了耶稣，我们要在属天的事情上强暴。
But now after you believe in Christ, you will want to be forceful on the heavenly things.
为什么？因为神做了一个更美的家等着我们回去。
Why? Because we know that there is a better home for us in heaven.
我们再读下面一段。
So let's read one more Bible verse.
创世纪二十六章一到三节。
Genesis chapter 26, 1 through 3.
亚伯拉罕是属天的看见。
For Abraham has this heavenly vision.
以撒是得着的是一个属灵的住处。
And Isaac received this heavenly abiding place.
因为我们要这样子讲才能够讲到雅各。
And because we have to go for Abraham and Isaac, then to Jacob.
但是大家不要忘记这些基础的点。
But I ask that you will not forget the foundation of this point.
一到三节，在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒。以撒就往基拉尔去到腓利士人的王亚比米勒那里。耶和华向以撒显现说：“你不要向埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。”你继续在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的事。神不但只是亚伯拉罕的神，神愿意做以撒的神。
For God is not only the God of Abraham, but also the God of Isaac.
但是有一天，世上的困难来到了。
But now one day there's a great difficulty on this world.
做一个寄居的人很怕什么没有粮食。
For a sojourner is always worried about not having enough food.
你发觉生活有困难了。
Then you recognize that there is a great difficulty in your life.
肚子饿了。
You became hungry.
因为饥荒来了。
Because the famine is here.
所以以撒就想，哎。
So Isaac started to think about to go to the land of the Egypt.
在荒山野里没什么粮食。
Because now in this countryside, there is not much food to bear.
进到大城市繁华的埃及世界, 粮食不缺。
So now if I go into this Egypt, this great town, there is a lot of food.
信耶稣的人很多的时候为了谋生也要这样子。
For the believer of Christ, a lot of times they have to move as well.
所以我们也不是说这个是地上的事而已。
So I'm not only saying that this is a matter of the world.
但是当饥荒来到的时候，我们怎么办？
So now when a famine is here, what are we to do?
我们要知道神为在基督里头为我们预备了一个属灵的住处。
Now we have to realize that God has prepared this heavenly abiding place for us.
什么是属灵的住处？
And what is this abiding place?
在这个住处的里头，神应许与你同住。
And in this abiding place, God has promised of this abiding between God and you.
我们没办法不为生活打算。
For we always have to work for our life.
直到有一天神说你不要这样。
Until one day, God says to you, do not do this.
神给你应许你不要这样，你愿意听话的时候，神就可以祝福你。
So now when God talks to you and gives you this promise, if you are disciplined, then you can be blessed.
以撒本来看见粮食，他的米缸。
And Isaac, he recognized that his food source is going low.
他说我要去埃及。
And Isaac wants to go into Egypt.
神说你不要去埃及。
But God says, do not go into Egypt.
我要与你同在。
For I want to be with you.
他相信神。
And Isaac believes in God.
他不去埃及地粮。
And Isaac no longer goes to Egypt.
诶，很稀奇的。
And then, amazingly,
神在他所住的地方为他开路。
God now started this new path in Isaac's household.
他的米缸,
and then now his food source has now starting to increase. And also now it's so full that it spills out. For our God is not only the God of Abraham. He is also God of Isaac.
以撒住在神的同在当中,
now when Isaac abides in God,
他信神,
and he believes in God.
顺服神,
he is disciplined to God.
享受神的同在,
and he enjoys the presence of God.
但是还是个人的,
but still, it is only on his own.
神不但只要做以撒的神,
but now God wants to be more than just the God of Isaac.
神还要做雅各的神,
and God wants to be the God of, for Jacob as well.
做雅各的神, 神很吃力。
And to be the God of Jacob, it was not an easy task.
那雅各要认识神,
and it was indeed very difficult for Jacob to believe in God as well.
因为雅各属地的生命很强,
because Jacob has a very strong worldly life.
他肉体的感觉很强,
and he has a strong feeling within his flesh.
所以神 要特别下一点功夫来制作雅各。
So God has to put in a little extra work on Jacob.
先要把他从属地的翻到属天的那边去。
First, he has to take Jacob from the world into the heavenly.
要开他的眼睛给他看见属天的应许。
Then he has to open his eyes so that he could have this heavenly vision.
然后要制作他知道肉体不能动。
Then slowly, to make him understand that the flesh cannot accomplish much.
他一动肉体, 然后神就管教他。
And whenever he wants to use his flesh to do things, God will discipline him.
雅各动肉体的时间真多啊, 我们没办法只讲完他。
For Jacob wants to rely on his flesh many, many times.
但是呢, 雅各有一个好处。
But then Jacob does have this one good thing.
他实在是要神。
For he does have the heart to long for God.
虽然常常在神的管教里头, 他不太认识, 不太懂为什么这样。
Even though a lot of times when he was being disciplined, he did not understand.
但是因为神与他, 那个给他看见,
but now since God has already given him this heavenly vision,
神也让他知道他的同在在哪里,
and God shows him his presence. When he is with him. So then Jacob is willing to be disciplined.
之前,
Before Before, Jacob was someone who did not know God.
慢慢雅各多又多地认识神。
But then slowly, more and more, Jacob became knowing God.
那我们看见雅各的神是怎样的来启示给雅各。
Then now we also see how God revealed himself to Jacob.
我们读创世纪28章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 28.
我们读第10到15节。
10 through 15.
雅各出了别墅拉向哈兰走去到了一个地方
He came to a certain place and sent the light there because the sun had set and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his hand and laid in his place He had a dream and behold a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven and behold the angel of God were ascending and descending on it and behold the Lord stood above it and said I am the Lord the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. For our God is the God of Jacob. Even though Jacob did not know God, God knows Jacob. And Jacob is someone who is worldly and belongs to the flesh. But then there is one longing, he does long for God. For if someone who is longing for God, then God has a way. For someone who does not long for God, then God doesn't do much. Because God wants us to choose to long. So there's a thing that I always say, if you are forceful, then you will not be blessed. For God does not want us to do things that we don't want to do. For God has done a lot of things and He only wants us to choose to believe. So our God has this love and this love is eternal. And one day when we become parents,
我们就稍微有一点知道什么叫恒久忍耐的爱。
Then maybe we have a small understanding of this enduring love.
因为你看见你的儿女成长的过程中,
Because as your child grows,
可以更好得的更多。
You will slowly want them to have more and learn more.
但是有时候他们不愿意。
But now one day when they're not willing to listen,
那你只能怎样爱他们?
Then how can you love them?
很久忍耐地爱他们。
It is only through the enduring love.
是不是这样?
Is that true?
我们的神就是这样爱我们。
For our God has this enduring love for us.
他就是这样爱雅各。
And that's how he loved Jacob as well.
所以当雅各在白天的时候, 他很难碰到神。
So now on the daytime, it is hard for Jacob to see God.
因为他的天然生命太强了。
Because he has a very strong natural life.
但是神有办法。
But God has a way.
趁着他有一天很累了睡觉的时候向他显现。
Now one day when Jacob becomes very tired and he has a dream, then God reveals himself.
所以神向亚伯拉罕显现是白天的。
So God reveals himself to Abraham, it was in the daytime.
向以撒显现是就告诉他的。
And then when he reveals himself to Isaac, he just straightly told Isaac.
向雅各显现只能够在他梦中来跟他显现。
But now in order to reveal himself to Jacob, he has to only reveal himself in a dream.
所以呢,雅各是躺卧的时候神显现。
So that when Jacob, it is when he is lying down, then God reveals himself.
这个躺卧非常重要。
For it is important to understand this lying down.
这个躺卧是就是钉十字架基督的实际。
Because this lying down is the reality of Christ going onto the cross.
什么时候我们愿意躺卧下来不再动自己的肉体?
Whenever we are willing to lie down and not depend on the flesh.
与基督的死一同埋在水里。
Just like how we are buried together with Christ in the water.
起来的时候才可能有新生的样式。
Then now after when you get up again, then you can put on this little life.
雅各那一天躺卧下来。
And that day, Jacob chose to lie down.
神告诉他, 你躺卧的地我赐给你。
So God said, the land that you are lying down, I give to you.
今天我们在追求的道路上,
so today, on this path of following and pursuing, we have to understand of this choosing and giving.
我们要属天的,
now, if we want to pick the heavenly, then we have to put down the
我们要属灵的,
earthly. If you want to pick up the spiritually, then we have to put down the worldly.
若我们都不能够放弃,
now, if you are not willing to pick and choose,
神仍然不放弃我们,
God still has this enduring love.
神还要制作我们,
and God still wants to make us.
有一天等我们的天然生命都耗尽,
now, one day, when our earthly life is not finishing, and when we no longer have the power to fight,
我们躺卧下来,
when we choose to lie down,
神仍然要向我们显现,
and God wants and will reveal himself. It is the land when you choose to lie down, it is become yours. Now, how great is our God? So now in his household, how do we serve together? For we have to put down our old self and our old behaviors. For Jacob is someone who is clever and crafty. And in his natural life, he rarely talk of true things. Because he would always lie, and whatever he could get his hand on, he thinks it's his.
神就一再地启示他,
so at many times, God will reveal and let him know that whatever you lie and get your hold on, that's not yours. Because God wants to discipline his own children. Because the one that God loved, he will discipline.
以撒蒙察察,
Isaac learned his lesson.
他不是从小蒙察察, very good English. 他是年老的时候开始蒙察察,
now it is when he is older than he learns his lesson.
所以属灵的生命只是活在自己的里头, 迟早都会失去那个功能。
So now, spiritually, if you only want to live on your own, then you will lose.
一个人不要以为自己关个房门就是很属灵。
So for someone, don't just think of if you close the door, then you became spiritual.
属灵的人一定活在基督的身体里头。
Because for someone who is truly spiritual, he has to abide in Christ.
才会知道主今天要做的事。
And then that person will know what God wants him to do for that one day.
年轻的时候住在主里头很享受。
When we are younger, it is a pleasure to live to abide in Christ.
神赐给我们这样的福分。
Because God has given us this blessing.
但是神还要带领我们消化自己进到基督的身体里头。
But God wants us to dissolve ourselves completely so we could completely abide in Christ.
以撒被他的儿子雅各骗。So
Isaac was lied to from his son Jacob.
当他发现被骗的时候,他非常震惊。
Now once you recognize that he was lied to, he was shocked.
不得了啊,神给我的祝福我蒙察察地送出去了。
And he said, oh no, the true blessing that I was given from God, I gave it to the wrong person.
他害怕。
And he was afraid.
但是他害怕的时候,他忽然间他灵里头又醒了。
But now when Isaac was afraid, now all of a sudden he has this awakening. Because he is someone who truly knows God. So before he thought he was going to pass on this blessing by himself. Then later on, he finally understands that it is not through him the blessing is passed. The blessing is from God. And now then he can pass it on. Even though it might look like that he passed on to the wrong person, but then he knows that God is never wrong.
所以呢, 雅各就把他的儿子雅,
so then later on, Isaac laid down his son Jacob into God's hand.
我们读一下28章3到5节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 28. 3 through 5.
当以撒真的把他的儿子交给神的时候
When Isaac is willing to lay down his son Jacob into God's hand,
从这个点神就开始制作雅各
And so at that point, God starts working on Jacob.
叫他属地的衣食住行变成属天的衣食住行
So that now all his earthly things will now become heavenly.
这个是一个真实的祝福
For this is now the true blessing.
三到五节，愿全能的神赐福给你，使你甚养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所继承的地业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地，以撒打发雅各走了。
Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he said,
当神的所创造的亚当不认识神的时候
So now, when the God created Adam, did not know God.
神没有放弃亚当
God never gave up on Adam.
神打发亚当出伊甸园
And God sent Adam away from the garden.
当雅各不认识神的时候做了许多欺诈的事
And when Jacob, before he knew God, he lied to a lot of things.
以撒因为认识神
And because Isaac knows God.
他知道神也不放弃雅各
And he knows that God will not give up on Jacob.
也打发他出去
So then Isaac also sent Jacob away.
但是他知道真实赐福的是什么？全能的神
But he knows that the one who could give up blessing is the God Almighty.
本来他的儿子住在家中很好
Before, Jacob lived in the household.
现在儿子打发出去了
And now Jacob is being sent away.
所有被打发出去的都是在神的手中被制作的人
So everyone who is now being sent away They are now being worked in the hand of God
今天神也要打发我们众人
For now God wants to send us as well
从这里神打发我们回到我们生活的环境生活的每一个岗位上
And from here God now sent us back to the position we're in
神要制作我们
So that we may be worked.
叫我们属地的变成属天的。
So that now from the earthly we can become heavenly.
属肉体的变成属灵的。
From the words of flesh, now we could become the spiritually.
属自己的变成是属神的。
And before you belong to yourself, and now you belong to God.
若主许可。
And now if God is willing.
有机会我们再往下讲。
I hope that there's a time where we could talk about
this. 什么叫做在基督里的衣食住行？
So what is this heavenly clothing, feeding, sheltering, and walking?
我们再唱279首。
So let's now sing 279 one more time.